Dana Davidson helped build SUVs at a General Motors plant near Dayton, Ohio for 11 years. Today, she's unemployed, and the automaker is closing the factory in December.
The people in the plant we look at as family. You build a network with people. You're close to them. You know about their children, their families. You've been to their homes. You know, have invited them to your home. So it's been a rocky road.
The 1,400 jobs lost at the General Motors plant mirror a common trend in suffering manufacturing states. Ohio has lost nearly 250,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. The story is similar in other Midwest states that rely heavily on manufacturing, and the news from the presidential campaigns hasn't been promising.
I have to tell you, and I have to tell you this very honestly, that many of those jobs are not coming back to America.
That's Republican presidential candidate John McCain speaking in Kentucky last April. McCain's statement was not what manufacturing workers wanted to hear. Scott Paul is the executive director for the American Alliance for Manufacturing.
Any sensible economic policy is going to include manufacturing as part of the future. Manufacturing can be competitive, but we don't have policies in place to support it. In fact, we have policies in place to drive jobs overseas.
Paul says the biggest threat to manufacturing in America is flawed trade policies that allow countries like China to game the system in their favor and ultimately cost Americans jobs.
The problem is so many plants have closed down, so much production has shifted overseas, and we're importing so much that it's really not a level playing field at all. And if we stop the unfair trade practices, we're going to have more balanced trade.
At a speech in Michigan, Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama said he would put regulations into place to create a level playing field.
If we continue to let our trade policy be dictated by special interests, then American workers will continue to be undermined and public support for robust trade will continue to erode, allowing subsidized and unfairly traded products to flood our markets. Is not free trade, and it's not fair to the people of Michigan.
But McCain says that more regulation is not the answer. He believes any move to restrict free trade will hurt American competitiveness overseas.
95% of the world's consumers live outside the United States. Our future prosperity depends on opening more of these markets, not closing them.
Terry Miller is the director of the International Trade and Economic Center at the Heritage Foundation. He agrees with Senator McCain's positions on free trade.
Senator McCain has a very long track record of supporting free trade and the private sector and market-based free market capitalism. And it would be just a horrible mistake to take measures that would restrict flows of trade at a time when the economy might be starting to turn down.
Miller adds that trade practices by countries like China allow for less expensive goods and services to be sold in the United States, which he says is good for the average American family's pocketbook. But as one of those average families, Dana Davidson's not so sure. She says without a job, she's forced to make some tough decisions, like cutting the family budget or even leaving the town where she's lived her whole life.
I feel like it's us who keeps the economy going. So if we're not working, if we're not in a position to stimulate the economy, I don't think that there's anything that will.
The Obama campaign says he will stand firm against any trade agreements that undermine America's economic security. The McCain campaign says the best protection for American workers is to make sure they can sell their products on the world market. When Dana Davidson votes, she'll have to decide which of those policies might help her find another job. I'm Emily McCord in Ohio.